Another foster care buzzword is independence, which Paul counters with interdependence. We're all interdependent, he points out. The idea that we're asking our young people to go out in the world completely alone and call themselves independent is crazy. We need to teach them how to be interdependent, which means teaching them how to have relationships. Paul found that foster care youth are natural actors. Playing tragic characters, you have to express emotions and create a reality that comes from a place of depth and sorrow and hurt. Young people in foster care? That's all they know. It's life and death every day for them. Over time, collaboration helps the kids become important people in one another's lives. Phase one of the program is group building. The first rehearsal establishes basic agreements: responsibility, accountability, and respect. Yes to expressions of affection, no to sexual contact in the group. Then they begin singing and moving together, which gets them in sync. Now comes phase two, sharing life stories. They are now listening to one another, discovering shared experiences, breaking through the loneliness and isolation of trauma. Paul gave me a film that shows how this happened in one group. When the kids are first asked to say or do something to introduce themselves, they freeze, their faces expressionless, their eyes cast down, doing anything they can to become invisible. As they begin to talk, as they discover a voice in which they themselves are central, they also begin to create their own show. Paul makes it clear the production depends on their input. If you could write a musical or play, what would you put in it? Punishment, revenge, betrayal, loss? This is your show to write. Everything they say is written down, and some of them start to put their own words on paper. As a script emerges, the production team incorporates the students' precise words into the songs and dialogue. The group will learn that if they can embody their experiences well enough, other people will listen. They will learn to feel what they feel and know what they know. The focus changes naturally as rehearsals begin. The foster kid's history of pain, alienation, and fear is no longer central, and the emphasis shifts to, how can I become the best actor, singer, dancer, choreographer, or lighting and set designer I can possibly be? Being able to perform becomes the critical issue. Competence is the best defense against the helplessness of trauma. And this is, of course, true for all of us. When the job goes bad, when a cherished project fails, when someone you count on leaves you or dies, there are few things as helpful as moving your muscles and doing something that demands focused attention. Inner-city schools and psychiatric programs often lose sight of this. They want the kids to behave normally without building the competencies that will make them feel normal.